Welcome to Soul-Hearted Living with Dr. Deborah Riebel, a podcast dedicated to guiding your path to well-being and personal transformation.
Celebrating the holidays without expectations can be challenging, even for those of us who live an authentic life. How many of us feel stressed around the holidays because we have difficulty saying no or declining an invitation? Or setting firm, clear boundaries with our family members. Whether it be family traditions we feel obligated to continue, or relatives we feel we must visit, our minds are filled with endless to-do lists, expectations, and obligations at this particular time of year. Instead of it being a time of beauty, quiet reflection, love, and a celebration of our hearts, it often becomes stressful and anxiety-ridden, trying to live up to the expectations of others and even ourselves. As the holidays approach, we often have difficulty even finding time in our busy schedules to be quiet, still, and listen inwardly. Yet, when we don't have time for this sacred self-care, it automatically sets us up to follow the dictates of our head instead of our heart. These mental mindsets, such as, I must do something, or I should, or even I'm not enough, can get us into situations in which we would rather not be involved, such as going to a holiday gathering we would prefer not to attend. Such an expectation or obligation can also be triggered when a person suddenly calls and asks if we are free without telling us the plans that they have in mind. We then may feel obligated to say yes, leaving ourselves vulnerable to committing to even another event in which we may have no interest in or may compromise us in an unhealthy way. In such situations, it is essential that you practice compassionate detachment. Patterns such as approval-seeking, people-pleasing, or insecurity surface especially during the holidays because they are so fraught with expectations. The red flags that show us these patterns are usually when we are in blame mode, attack, or defensiveness, and they signal that this pattern has emerged. So we have to give ourselves the permission to pause. Practice pausing when you react to something emotionally or physically by stepping back from the situation and asking yourself, why am I reacting to this person or situation so strongly? What is going on within me that I need to shift? Instead of taking another person's reaction personally or to heart, try to stay detached from their process by not trying to fix the problem, work out their issues, and this remind them that you love them and are here for them, but you need to take a pause. Instead of reacting in anger, frustration, or irritation, respond more from an open heart, a positive perspective. For instance, ask if you can call the person back. Take a step outside and get some fresh air, or surround yourself with people who really uplift your energies. Finally, affirm to yourself that you always have the power of choice and inform the person of your preference. For example, I have always hosted Thanksgiving at my home for almost 30 years. I look forward to creating a sacred celebration completely different from the chaotic, tumultuous, and conditional holidays I experienced as a child. This year, however, my daughter, being separated from her boyfriend while attending medical school, decided to spend the Thanksgiving holiday with him. At the same time, my son and daughter-in-law, having just moved into their new home, invited my husband and me to spend it with them instead of coming home to Cleveland. So instead of laying a guilt trip on my children for not coming home for the holiday, I paused and I let go of any expectation that Thanksgiving had to be at my house and with my entire family. Not having any expectations, I wasn't setting myself or anybody else up for disappointment. In fact, I really wanted my children to share the holiday with me, not out of obligation, but from their true intent about what was best for them. So I graciously accepted my son's invitation. Then I fielded the next curveball when my husband decided that he wanted to stay home. He had had a stressful first quarter as a high school teacher and needed the break. So first I had to let go of my children coming home. Now I was being challenged to let go of my husband and I being together. This would be the first time we had been apart for the holiday. At first, I offered every accommodation I could come up with, such as driving instead of flying, bringing our dog Cammy with us, staying at a hotel, and getting an early start home. His preference, however, was to have relaxing downtime. As much as I wanted to share this time with him, I knew I needed to release any expectation and let it all be. So I decided to fly to Washington, D.C. by myself for Thanksgiving. Having expectations of ourselves, others, or situations can create energy blocks in our body and our emotional systems that interrupt the flow of positive energy. Because in becoming attached to particular outcomes, we often set ourselves up for disappointment. Not honoring our hearts leads to resentment and stifles the creation of even better possibilities. So we need to let go of attachments to specific results because they often interfere with the possibility of even better outcomes by keeping us locked within particular mindsets and perspectives. So here are some ways to celebrate the holidays without expectations. First, be receptive to new experiences, ideas, and people in your daily routine. Let go of any comfort zones, expected outcomes, and welcome in the enhanced love, joy, and play that streams into your life when you're spontaneous and flexible. Practice letting things be. Focus your energies on your own life and stop micromanaging others. Encourage yourself to live without judging present circumstances or situations or resenting past ones. Make more discerning choices by listening to your heart instead of your head. If anyone or anything does not feel aligned with your authentic self, trust your intuition and change the situation or choice as soon as possible. Give yourself permission to break with tradition. You can give yourself permission to take time for yourself, to give yourself sacred self-care. Be open to creating new experiences and breaking the predictable patterns of what you've always done around the holidays. In fact, take a short getaway, visit friends, and spend more relaxed time with yourself. Practice compassion by opening to the love flowing through you, and then radiating loving compassion toward others. You can do this as a short meditation by closing your eyes, and while sitting quietly in this loving place, place your hand on your heart and visualize a pearl of white light in the center of your chest. Allow this light to expand outward and into a radiant cord of light connecting your heart with theirs. Now consciously direct love toward them for their highest and greatest good, and then feel the energy flow as it comes back to you through your own heart. You can begin to celebrate the holidays without expectations by being open, flexible, and trusting the flow of love while navigating these holidays. You must be constantly aware of channeling love in every interaction and leave the space even better for having been there. Release all expectations and trust the flow of your energies, even when it seems like things aren't going your way, because you will manifest your intention even better than you could dream. Let go of any expectations of how the holidays should be, so you can experience how the holidays can be. Once you let go of everything, attached to nothing, and have no expectations, you will open to who you truly are, a divine manifestation of the source of creation. Have a blessed and beautiful holiday season.
Thanks for listening to the Soul-Hearted Living Podcast. You're invited to claim Dr. Riebel's free 4-part sacred meditation series at deborahriebel.com.